You're listening to Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Victor Greta. Some liquor retailers say a bill that would expand wine sales to Sundays in Tennessee would be unfair to them. They say the primary benefits would likely go to chain grocery stores, not smaller specialty outlets. Thad Cox Jr. is local president of the Tennessee Wine and Spirits Retailers Association. He spoke with me about the potential effects of the legislation. Thad, legislators have introduced a bill that would open up liquor and wine sales on Sundays or any time when beer is sold statewide. Last year, some cities and counties approved wine sales in grocery and convenience stores. The argument is that they ended up being so popular that expanding to Sunday sales seemed the next logical step. What do you think about that argument?
Our association with the Tennessee Wine and Spirits Retailer Association, which I'm the president, we represent over 200 stores across the state, and I would say a majority of our members are against the Sunday sales. We don't see, and we've gotten studies from other states, that you don't see the growth by being open one extra day. What we see is more cost for us to turn the lights on and have employees there, and we don't see there's a big gain in sales for that. So our association has been opposed to that situation at this time.
And some liquor store owners are still kind of split on that. What are you hearing from the people that you talk to?
Well, the majority of our members are opposed to the Sunday sales. Now, you know, there might be certain members out there that are, but I don't think the majority of our members don't see the cost benefit, you know, to being open an extra day by getting big sales increases.
Assuming the bill passes, what do you feel would help even the playing field between smaller wine and liquor retailers and grocery chains?
Yeah. Well, if we do open, we need to be completely open. I mean, it would be wine and liquor sales, and now we have beer also. So it would be, you know, we wouldn't chain off the liquor section. We would be fully open, and that's been our position if we got to that step.
It's been more than half a year since wine sales were allowed in grocery stores in some Tennessee cities and counties. Liquor store owners were concerned that would undercut their business. Now that we've had some time to get used to the new normal, how are liquor stores doing?
We did a study across the state, and it wasn't a big study, but we called different distributors across the state. They didn't give us any specific information for any stores. But statewide, we're seeing a 35 to 40% drop in wine sales for the package store owners. And that's been pretty consistent of folks we've talked to, our member stores. So it's impacted our members significantly. And the Sunday sales would not help bring any of that back. And particularly when you see customers not coming in for wine sales, it can also affect liquor sales. But that hasn't really happened that much so far. But wine sales have gone dramatically down.
Thad Cox Jr. is local president of the Tennessee Wine and Spirits Retailers Association. Thad, thanks for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.